Hey, this is James.
And I'm Maya.
And you're listening to The What Project.
Join us around the kitchen table as we hear amazing testimonies of God's goodness and grace.
Welcome to The What Project. We are sitting down to record a special Christmas episode. We wanted to read some Bible verses and discuss the true meaning of Christmas. Christmas often can get very busy, and it's really easy to lose sight of the true meaning. With all the hustle and bustle of shopping and family get-togethers and the good food, which is one of my favorite parts, we can sometimes get distracted from the real reason that we're celebrating Christmas. There's a few things that we've done as a family to try to keep Jesus in the center of what we're doing around the Christmas season, and we just wanted to talk a little bit about what a few of those things are.
One of the things that we do as a family throughout the year is called the thank you prayer. And at Christmas time, we just tweak it a little bit to be about Christmas. But we just sit down together as a family and just take turns expressing to God things that we're thankful for. And it's kind of like a popcorn prayer where, you know, anybody can pray at any point. And we just kind of spend 10 or 15 minutes in the quiet just recounting what we're thankful for and telling God that. So at Christmas time, we do it just with a Christmas theme, and we tell the kids, let's sit down and think about all the things that we're thankful for in this season and express that to God. So it helps us to just slow down our days some and just dwell on what good things are happening in our life and how we're seeing God move and how he's providing for us, and to just be grateful for what we have and what he's given us.
Yeah, I would agree. Through the thankful prayer, it's been a lot of fun to watch the kids just think through, you know, just everything that's happening around them and their lives and all the way that the Lord has blessed us, and just kind of neat to watch them express that.
Yeah, and when you sit down and actually just think for a few minutes about what you're thankful for, you start to just realize like how many things the Lord is doing for
you.
You
have a lot to be
thankful
for, yeah.
Right, and it can be a mood changer in your house for sure to just all gather around and focus on your gratitude to God. But one of the nice things about that is it doesn't take any special stuff. It doesn't cost anything. Like, you can just gather your family around or sit down with your spouse or just do it by yourself anytime, any place, anywhere to just take a few minutes to thank God for who he is and what he's doing.
Yeah, there's no planning required. Another thing we do as a family is we have 25 cards that are hung on the wall. It's one for each day of the month from the beginning of December to Christmas. And the cards have a name of God on them and a Bible verse that corresponds. So every day, you know, either Maya or I or one of the kids will grab one and read it. And it's just a way to step back and kind of remember all the different attributes of God and what they each individually mean to us.
Yeah, and I found that one to be great just for little tidbits of theology, because when you read the name of God, like bridegroom or the Son of God or Emmanuel, and then you read that scripture, it opens the door for conversation on some of those things and like, what does that mean and what do we learn about God through his name? And having the 25 names of God on the wall helps remind you that each one shares like a characteristic of who he is and helps us understand who he is better and how he loves us and, you know, what he's done for us. So it's a simple way to just kind of turn your day towards him. It's also kind of a good conversation starter a lot of times for, you know, theology or just a discussion of who God is.
And a lot of them are attributes or characteristics or names that you wouldn't necessarily bring up or think to discuss with your kids on a regular basis. You know, it's not going to come up in normal conversation, but, you know, you read the card and you take a brief moment to discuss it.
Yeah, I got them on Etsy, if anybody's interested. I did not make my own, but they're a staple in our Christmas decor, and we've really gotten a lot out of them as a family.
We'd love to hear from you guys if there's anything that you have done with your families or in the past that can kind of help keep Christ at the center of our celebrations for the Christmas season. We hope you stick around for a few more minutes. We're going to read through some Bible verses that discuss Christmas and the true meaning of Christmas, and we just hope that you'll quiet your hearts, kind of meditate on them as we read through them.
Isaiah 53. He grew up before him like a tender shoot, and like a root out of dry ground. He had no beauty or majesty to attract us to him, nothing in his appearance that we should desire him. He was despised and rejected by men, a man of sorrows and familiar with suffering. Like one from whom men hide their faces, he was despised, and we esteemed him not.
Surely he took up our infirmities and carried our sorrows, yet we considered him stricken by God, smitten by him, and afflicted. But he was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace was upon him, and by his wounds we are healed. We all, like sheep, have gone astray. Each of us has turned to his own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all.
He was oppressed and afflicted, yet he did not open his mouth. He was led like a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before his shearer is silent, so he did not open his mouth. By oppression and the judgment he was taken away, and who can speak of his descendants? For he was cut off from the land of the living. For the transgressions of my people he was stricken. He was assigned a grave with the wicked, and with the rich in his death, though he had done no violence, nor was any deceit in his mouth.
Yet it was the Lord's will to crush him and cause him to suffer. And though the Lord makes his life a guilt offering, he will see his offspring and prolong his days. And the will of the Lord will prosper in his hand. After the suffering of his soul, he will see the light of life and be satisfied. By his knowledge, my righteous servant will justify many, and he will bear their iniquities. Therefore, I will give him a portion among the great, and he will divide the spoils with the strong. Because he poured out his life unto death, and was numbered with the transgressors. For he bore the sin of many, and made intercession for the transgressors.
2 Corinthians chapter 5, starting at verse 17. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has gone, the new has come. All this is from God, who reconciled us to himself through Christ, and gave us the ministry of reconciliation. That God was reconciling the world to himself in Christ, not counting men's sins against them. And he has committed to us the message of reconciliation. We are therefore Christ's ambassadors, as though God were making his appeal through us. We implore you on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God. God made him who had no sin to be sin for us, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God.
Romans chapter 4, verses 7 and 8. Blessed are they whose transgressions are forgiven, whose sins are covered. Blessed is the man whose sin the Lord will never count against him.
Romans chapter 10, verse 13. For everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. This Christmas, we want to celebrate that God has made him who had no sin to be sin for us. So through Christ's death on the cross and his resurrection 3 days later, we can have forgiveness of sins and the hope of eternal life. This is great news for all of us, that whoever calls on the name of the Lord can be saved. We hope you enjoy this holiday season with your families and loved ones, and you can really take time to reflect how Christ was born in the stable in a lowly way to live a perfect life that could redeem you and create a way for you to have a relationship restored with God. We hope that you'll take a few minutes to just dwell on the scripture that we shared and to read and ponder how Christ was born in the stable that night and how his life can reconcile us back to the Lord.
I'm James.
And this is Maya.
And we wish you a very Merry Christmas.